As Governor Kate Brown announced she would be lessening her November freeze orders, allowing outside table service at bars and restaurants beginning December 3rd, many bar and restaurant owners are still scratching their heads on how to stay afloat. A bone of contention with many bar owners is the inability to sell cocktails to go. Currently, 33 states allow the sale of hard liquor beverages to go, including Washington State, which passed temporary legislation in May allowing cocktails to go as long as they were part of a full meal and in a sealed container. I spoke with Bryant Haley, the alcohol spokesperson for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, about these current conditions and how the OLCC deals with establishments in this time of COVID-19. Hi, Bryant. Thanks for speaking with me today. Overall, are bars in Oregon adhering to the ongoing coronavirus restrictions?
You know, Jeff, that's a great question. What's been going on with COVID has put definitely a strain on bars industry. I mean, that's on the table. We know that. But as well as upon our inspectors, who are people as well. You know, they have lives, families to go home to on the weekends. And they've been out there working with licensees. I think it's important for your listeners to understand that our inspectors build a rapport with licensees. Educate, educate, educate is what we push from the top down, from our commissioners to executive director to our directors of compliance who oversee the inspectors and our licensing crew. We want the industry to work, and we're very aware. We've heard loud and clear from the industry of the stresses that COVID has placed upon the overall industry. So we have to be in the middle on that. We work with our health partners to balance those public health issues that are coming down the pipe at us constantly, as well as with industry. How can we make this industry continue to work? We've been an agency on pivot the entire time with all of these issues. When we receive a complaint or an inspector notices something out of whack with any laws and rules or any of the COVID precautions and social distancing, our inspectors go in, they provide education, they sit down with the licensee, go over, provide the information that OHA has given us for guidance, for the sector guidance for bars and restaurants, and goes over it. If we still have a problem, you know, that's a verbal warning. Next, it goes to OSHA. And from there, you know, if people continue not to get in line, then there's other issues we have to take. That's not something that anyone at the agency enjoys whatsoever. It's about getting a safe environment to, you know, continue to have Oregon be a leading, you know, bar and restaurant industry that attracts people to come to Oregon. So some bars and restaurants are getting it. They're taking it. They have the bleach bucket out, wiping down tables and high contact points. And there's been some places, you know, unfortunately, we've had to go to other measures because they haven't taken our warnings and haven't heeded our guidance.
33 states allow cocktails to go, including Washington. Why has that option not been considered in Oregon?
The problem is in Oregon, when you have a full on-premises bar, that's what a bar that serves cocktails, drinks, shots, spirits by the glass, it's called a full on-premises license. That license refers to, throughout the statute, consumption must occur on-premises. So we don't have legal way as an administrative agency to allow for that conduct to occur. I mean, administrative agencies like the OLCC are beasts of statute, meaning that we're told what to do by the law. Legislators pass bills, pass laws that we then implement. And we just simply don't have that privilege to give out to allow enable cocktails to go, because the health community has asked us questions about some of the, you know, some of the things that we've done during COVID as an agency. You know, delivery's been on the books since 1933 when we legalized alcohol consumption in Oregon. But if we do get a bill, if we do get a direction to go ahead and do this, how would we do it? What would it look like? You know, we have run a lot of trap lines on this issue.
Thank you, Bryant, very much for your time today. In closing, do you have any additional advice you can give to struggling bar and restaurant owners?
I would continue to say, be aware of the opportunities out there. You know, we worked with the National Beverage Association for Control States, NABCA. We've worked with Family Meal to get them grant money to waterfall down to service permit workers, bars and restaurant workers, as well as look at what the grants are coming out through counties and cities and the state. I know that money evaporated a little quicker than other people, than, you know, everyone wanted a little bit of it. And that's just representative of the challenges current in the industry. But contact your legislature, reach out, ask what's going on. And, you know, if cocktails to go is something that, you know, your listeners are looking into, look up that website, look up your legislature, and have a conversation with them or one of their staff about this issue.
For the KBOO Evening News, I'm Jeffrey Wade.